Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're joining me today. Wherever you're listening from, I want you to know that God has something special for you today. Today's devotional topic is, God can use your story. Our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3 to 4, which says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." In 1967, at just 17 years old, Joni Erickson Tada suffered a diving accident that left her paralyzed from the neck down. Her life changed in a matter of seconds. She went from being an active young woman to facing a completely different future. Joni has openly written about the despair and questions that followed. But over time, God began transforming the way she understood her circumstances. During rehabilitation, she learned to paint using a brush held in her mouth. Eventually, she wrote her autobiography, Joni, sharing her journey of faith, pain, and discovering God's purpose. That book went on to sell more than 5 million copies and has been translated into dozens of languages. Joni later founded Joni and Friends, a ministry that has served people with disabilities around the world. Looking back, she has spoken about being overwhelmed by the way God used her story to encourage millions. Think about that. The chapter Joni probably wished she could erase became part of the testimony God used to reach other people. And perhaps you're thinking what you're passing through difficulties today and it feels your life is a waste. I want you to know that God can use your story for His glory. Your difficult chapter is not necessarily the end of your story. Romans 8 verse 28 tells us that God works all things together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Notice that Scripture doesn't say all things are good. Some things hurt. Some things disappoint us. Some experiences leave questions we may not immediately have answers for. But God can take even those things and work through them. Maybe you've made mistakes. Maybe you've experienced failure. Maybe you've walked through a season that nobody knows about. Maybe you've prayed for something, and the answer didn't come when you expected it. I don't know what you are passing through today, but I want you to hear this clearly. God is not finished with you. Your past may explain part of your story, but it does not have the authority to determine your future. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, yet Jesus restored him and used him to become a powerful voice for the early church. Moses had a history he probably would not have put on a resume, yet God called him. David had failures and difficult chapters, yet God still called him a man after His own heart. Paul once persecuted the church, yet God transformed his life and used him to preach the gospel across nations. So don't disqualify yourself because of what you've been through. Sometimes the very place where you experienced pain becomes the place from which you develop compassion. The lesson you learned through failure may become wisdom that saves someone else from making the same mistake. The season that brought you to your knees may become the testimony that teaches somebody else how to trust God. And the prayer you thought God wasn't answering may be producing something in you that you cannot yet see. God can use your story, not because every part of your story was good, but because God is good. And there is another important truth. You don't have to have the whole story figured out before God can use you. Joni didn't know, at 17, what her life would eventually become. She was simply learning to trust God one day at a time. You may be in that kind of season right now. Don't despise where you are simply because you haven't reached where you're going. God is still writing. Beloved, I pray for you today. Your story will not end in defeat in Jesus' name. God will bring purpose out of your experiences, wisdom out of your lessons, strength out of your struggles, and testimony out of your trials. What looked like a setback will become part of your testimony. What you thought had disqualified you will not stop God's purpose for your life. May your life become an encouragement to someone else, and may God use your story to bring hope, healing, and faith to people you haven't even met yet. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment today and ask yourself, what has God brought me through that I can use to encourage someone else? You don't have to share everything publicly. Some parts of your story are sacred. But ask God to show you how your experiences can become a source of wisdom, compassion, and encouragement. Action step for the day. Write down one difficult experience God has brought you through. Then write beside it, what did God teach me through this? And finally, who could be encouraged by what I have learned? You may discover that your testimony is carrying an answer to somebody else's prayer. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Now, wherever you are, join me and say this with faith. My story is not wasted. God is with me, God is working in me, and God can work through me. My past will not define me. My trials will not destroy me. God is turning my experiences into wisdom, my pain into purpose, and my journey into a testimony. I will keep trusting Him because my best chapters are still ahead. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for every person listening today. Whatever they are facing, remind them that you are still with them and you are still writing their story. Give them strength for today, wisdom for every decision, peace in every uncertainty, and grace to trust you even when they cannot see the full picture. Turn their experiences into testimonies and use their lives to encourage others. Let this be a day of purpose, progress, and victory. We give all glory to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on Winning Every Day. Remember, your story is still being written, and God can use every chapter for His glory. If this message encouraged you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs to be reminded that their story isn't over. Until next time, keep trusting God, keep moving forward, and keep winning every day. God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a